This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Trapping the Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we visit with Lexington Mayor Linda Gordon about the Bluegrass Ag Tech program that started in 2022.
Is a public-private partnership, and we officially formed in 2022, although I started working on it in 2019. And it is a partnership with Lexington Fayette Urban County Government, with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, with the UK Martin Gatton College of Ag, Food and Environment, that's a long one, and Alltech, which is a locally headquartered global company that has all to do with animal health. And so that's sort of in a nutshell what the name of it is and who the partners are. And we have a focus on ag tech in Kentucky. And if you'd like to hear a little bit about what we were thinking. So in 2019, I had thought a lot about how Fayette County in particular has farms. It has a University of Kentucky that's cranking out engineers and technology graduates and all kinds of folks. And we also had leaders in the community like Alltech, who knew about this sort of thing. And I had had many conversations in the past with Dr. Pierce Lyons, who was a good friend of mine. He kept saying, Linda, you could be the ag tech hub of the nation. And then he said, of the world. And he was really an inspiration for my impetus to do this. And it's all about how to build ag tech, agriculture technology. And we are really focused on helping our farmers and helping those who surround agriculture and do the work in agriculture. And so my granddad was a farmer, but he just had a plain old Ford tractor. No hood, no computer, no nothing, no GPS. We are coming into the future right now with ag tech. And so it became clear that we could be a hub. Because we have all the pieces and parts that we need right here to put this together. And right now, our agriculture land in Fayette County is a $2.6 billion economic driver every single year to our economy. So we were optimists, we were dreamers. We thought we could do something new to help our economy here. And it's taken off.
How'd you pull all these partners together, Mayor? What did you do to get all these partners to come together?
Well, I laugh about this, but I made a lot of cold calls because I knew, I thought I knew what we needed, the people we needed at the table. You know, we had to have the Kentucky Department of Ag. They were really critical to this. And we had to have the University of Kentucky College of Ag. I mean, they were, so I just kind of cold called these people. Brian Quarles was the commissioner at the time. I said, what do you think about this? And then I called the dean at the College of Ag and said, what do you think? She said, I'm in. And then Dr. Mark Lyons at Alltech. I think frequently if you're, you know, you can't be afraid to call people and say, what do you think of this idea? Would you be willing to be a partner and talk about it? And that's really what we did for, two or three years. We did a study funded by the university to see what do we have and what do we need. Then we had focus groups with the ag tech cluster that we already have here. And we decided this would work.
And were you surprised at the reaction you got when you started making phone calls?
Well, not really. I'm an optimistic person, and I was very hopeful that they would want to at least, because the way I talked to them about it was at least talk about the idea. I mean, they could have said, this is never going to work. But they didn't. And so then we started taking baby steps to see what we needed to make it, you know, start working and establish the incorporated entity and those things. But it took a lot of pre-work.
Our guest today, Lexington Mayor Linda Gordon. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.